Well, Elon Musk is pushing a universal high income again and claiming that this is the only way to handle the new economy as AI and robotics begins to take over more and more human jobs. The idea is that you just print trillions of dollars of government money and hand it out to everybody. And of course, that won't work. And here to explain why that won't work, I have my new avatar, Frank DeLuccia. That's the name I gave him. I designed this avatar over the weekend, and he's a 1950s style investigator, or maybe a private investigator or a police detective, something like that. He's a cool guy, and you're going to love his voice, but he's really good at explaining things, especially things involving logic and numbers, you know, because he's from the 1950s, and so he knows how to think, you know, knows how to do math and things. Unlike today's college graduates can barely do any math. So let's let Frank DeLuccia explain this, and then we will continue.
The thing about so-called universal high income is that it would lead to hyperinflation and currency collapse. Here's the math. 100 million people times $10,000 per month times 12 months equals $12 trillion a year. To put that in context, total federal spending in fiscal year 2024 was roughly $6.75 trillion, and total federal revenue was about $4.9 trillion. So this single program would cost nearly twice the entire existing federal budget, and about 2.5 times all federal tax revenue. It would roughly triple total government spending overnight. It obviously can't be funded by taxation alone, so it would require printing money at a pace that would rapidly devalue the dollar, effectively destroying much of the purchasing power the payments were meant to provide. The recipients would get bigger numbers on their checks, but the prices on the shelves would be rising just as fast or faster. Before long, the people would find themselves right back where they started, impoverished, yet receiving a high income derived entirely from money printing that rapidly erodes the purchasing power of all the dollars they're given. Universal high income, in other words, would actually achieve universal poverty and despair. Basic economics. I'm Frank DeLuccia, reporting for brightvideos.com.
Bright Videos.
All right, so there you go. That was Frank DeLuccia. He's an Italian-American New Yorker, by the way. That's his backstory. And his name, DeLuccia, means of the light. So he's a truth teller. Frank DeLuccia. It's kind of a play on, you know, it's a play on words. It's a little bit of Italian, a little bit of Latin, you know. Anyway, I hope you get it. Just as a side note, all of that you just saw was created on my own local hardware using entirely open source models with a lot of custom code. Let me tell you, I had to build an entire video composition editing app that runs on my desktop in order to put that together. And it's part of what I promised, that we're going to be doing first short documentaries that will be in the 15-minute range, and that will advance to becoming full-length documentaries. And my prediction was that the full-length would happen in 2027. But honestly, the full-length may happen later this year, because I'm now very confident that we can do the short documentaries. And that's going to be coming soon. But anyway, Frank DeLuccia here, a minute 24. That's the longest avatar video that I've put out. But I want you to know, that's 100% local. So even the voice design, that's not 11 Labs. The image design, that's not, you know, Gemini or Nano Banana or anything. Nothing in the cloud. 100% local, including, the video, everything. Everything local. So if I had no internet, I could still produce that or other things like that. And I'm a huge believer in the importance of that because, of course, I've been censored for well over a decade and I've been deplatformed. And I also know that some of the topics that I want to cover with other avatars will include things like vaccines and cancer cures and things that will probably get you banned if you try to use, you know, online platforms like Seedance or HeyGen or Google or whatever. They'll ban you. So I refuse to play that game. I go the extra mile and learn how to do everything local. All right, so back to UBI here, or UHI, Universal High Income. Frank DeLuca explained it there. I know you get that. If you're listening to this, you're already well informed and you're smart. But a lot of people don't get it. And the thing is that it sounds very seductive to the, let's say, the economically illiterate masses. And so the job of Elon Musk, who is a mascot puppet of the globalist agenda, he's the mascot for the military-industrial complex and globalist depopulation agendas. And, you know, I mean, he's a mascot. He doesn't run all the companies that he claims to run. He's put out there, he's a front man. And right now he's fronting this idea that you don't have to be afraid of the rise of robots or AI job replacement because you're all going to get paid to sit around and do nothing. That's what he says, that universal high income will make everybody rich. He literally says everyone will live in a penthouse. But he never mentions then who's going to live on the first floor. He says everybody's going to live in a penthouse and that almost everything will be free. Like everything you need is going to be free. Food, transportation, labor, clothing, it's all going to be free. And thus, you won't even need much of an income. This is the line of the AI utopian, the propagandists. The robot utopia people. They are pushing an obvious lie, but it's a seductive lie, and they're trying to convince you to lay down your guard while they actually are pushing a global human extermination agenda. That's what this is all about. So they want to catch you off guard and tell you everything's going to be okay and you're all going to be rich and you're going to have everything you need. But in reality, they're working up ways to exterminate you. Now, how do we know this? Number one, it's obviously false that everything will be free just because there's a bunch of robots around. Now, even if labor is free or near free, let's say. And it could be true that at scale, robots will make a lot of labor very low cost. That is true. Although that's many years away. But even if that's true, robots can't make physical matter out of nothing. So you still need polymers. You still need fibers. You still need, you know, chemicals to make modern products. You still need plastics, right? You still need fiberglass. You still need metal. You need aluminum. You need alloys. You need all these things. There are energy inputs into all of those things. Energy is not free. And there's also energy input into robots, and that energy isn't free either. Robots have maintenance schedules. Robots have parts. And robots have an upfront cost. And robots will have necessary upgrades. You know, parts will wear out, fingers or shoulder joints or whatever. So even if labor is free, which it can't be, the materials and the energy that are needed to produce things, those things won't be free. How will it ever be free to just have endless natural gas, for example? How would it ever be free to have endless hydrocarbons? I mean, you've been watching the situation in the Middle East. You know it takes tankers to sail into the Persian Gulf and load up on these, you know, hydrocarbons. And the on-land equipment that's necessary to condense the hydrocarbons into liquid form, that equipment costs tens of billions of dollars. Thus, since it costs tens of billions of dollars, thus the hydrocarbons are never going to be free because they're going to have to pay back their investment and make a profit. So natural gas will always cost something substantial. Oil will always cost something. In fact, we may be looking at the cheapest oil that we're going to see for years to come right now, you know, because of the destruction of the infrastructure that's happening in the Middle East. Solar energy, people like to say, well, solar is free. You know, well, it's not actually free if you try to collect it, because then you need solar panels, and then you need batteries, and then you need charge controllers and inverters. And all of this equipment has a lot of copper, a lot of aluminum, a lot of electronics. All of it requires manufacturing, which takes energy, it takes engineering, it takes know-how. The solar panels require rare earths, that are expensive to mine, and who's going to do the mining? Say, well, robots are going to do all the mining. Okay, great. And then when all the rocks grind up their gears and they fall apart like C-3PO in Return of the Jedi, then who's going to pull them all back together again, and at what cost? You know, you're going to have to replace them. Again, robots don't make everything free. And the people pushing that, like Elon Musk, are just hoping you're economically illiterate. Robots won't even make food free, by the way. Although, I'm an advocate of finding, as I've said many times, I want a weed-pulling robot to help grow food locally. That's my number one use case, is to use robotics to grow food. Because if they're capable of it, then that would lower the cost of high-quality food created locally. However, is that food free? Is it free? Well, no, it's not free, because you still have to have irrigation. So you have to have a means of getting water to it. So there's probably a pump involved somewhere. Pumps aren't free. Pumps contain copper and stainless steel and tubing and piping. And then there's electricity and power that goes into the pump. You know, no matter what system you're going to use to grow things, you're going to need some kind of plumbing system, unless you just happen to have the right amount of rain, which is not that common. And so you're going to need, you know, PEX pipes, you're going to need tools, you're going to need batteries, etc. You're going to need connectors. They're all expensive, and they're all about to get even more expensive. And then what do you do after you harvest all the food? What do you do then? Well, typically you want to preserve some of it. And so how do you do that? Well, maybe you have a food dehydrator. Well, somebody's got to process the food and lay it on the sheets and put it in the dehydrator, and then that thing's got to have energy, and energy isn't free. And maybe you're going to do canning. Well, guess what? All of that requires parts. It requires, you know, equipment. It requires jars and lids and a cook stove and a pressure cooker device, etc. So everything has a cost to it. It's not going to just suddenly be free because they say, oh, a bunch of robots are going to make everything free. It doesn't work that way. So that's actually that's the narrative for suckers who are actually going to be first in line to be exterminated in the global depopulation agenda. And I have a saying that it's not going to be UBI, or Universal Basic Income. It's going to be DOA, which is dead on arrival, because that's how they want to deliver humans. They're not out to make you wealthy. They're out to exterminate you, ultimately. They want to exterminate billions of human beings. That's really where this is going. And the universal basic income or universal high income is just the cover story to catch you off guard and let you think that, oh, you're going to live in a penthouse and everything's going to be free and you won't ever have to work, you know. And it's basically, it's kind of like the pitch of communism, isn't it? You're going to get everything. You're going to have an apartment, a penthouse. You're going to have food. You're going to have clothing. And you don't even have to work. The state will provide. Yeah, that's communism. That's also, you know, techno-feudalism, frankly, is where this is going. And of course, you'll be controlled for as long as you are alive. You'll be controlled with a CBDC. They'll monitor all your finances and your expenditures, and they will lock up your money if they don't like what you're doing, obviously. And so even if you're not dead, you will be enslaved in the system. That's what they're pushing for. So maybe we should call it, instead of UBI or UHI, it should be UME, Universal Mass Extermination, or Universal Human Depopulation, UHD, whatever. That's the ultimate goal. Because, again, if you do the math, as Frank DeLuca did there, the U.S. government can't print the money to fund everybody with a high income. And I only used 100 million people in there, which is only one third of the population. Now, I mean, technically, you could try to print that much money. It would go belly up very quickly. You would end up in a Weimar Germany type of situation. Hyperinflation, currency collapse, mass poverty, despair, famine, social revolts, collapse, you name it. That's what would happen if they try that. And they know it. They know it. They're just telling you that to try to convince you to let your guard down so that they can exterminate you. Now, how are they going to exterminate you? Well, you've already seen some of the attempts through the depopulation COVID jabs. That's one way. But the coming way is famine, engineered famine, caused by the destruction of affordable energy. That's happening right now. That's why Trump closed the Strait of Hormuz. That's why Trump is pushing this war, or one of the reasons. That's why the United States blew up the Nord Stream pipelines under Joe Biden. This is why refineries are being set on fire all over the world. Have you noticed that? About 75 different fires or explosions or different kind of shutdown events have happened over the last couple of years of major refineries. And that's all by design. I mean, there may be a few accidents in there, but most of it's engineered. They are shutting down the system on purpose in order to have energy lockdowns, which will lead to engineered famine. And from engineered famine, then obviously they can more easily control and corral people. They can round people up. They can throw them into concentration camps, and then they can dispatch them there. And that's exactly what they're gearing up to do. COVID was just a practice run, just a pilot program. What's coming next is the real deal. They're going to go for mass extermination by the billions, but they had to shut down the global energy infrastructure in order to achieve that. So as always, the only solution to surviving all of this is radical self-reliance, decentralization, getting off-grid, learning to grow your own food, create your own medicine, or stockpile food and medicine and garden seeds, have your own real money, gold and silver, get out of the system as much as you can, have backup communications from satellite phones to de-Googled phones, have backup power, you know, solar generators, solar collectors, etc. And all of that cost, you know, you're going to spend a lot actually to get everything in place to be ready to live more off-grid. But it's worth it because those things can save your life. And those are the things that will allow you to continue to function when so many other people are swept up into the total surveillance death grid, you know, the extermination grid, where they have no money, no control, the bank accounts have been all seized, they have no way to purchase food, and then they have to go on the government food program, which is a total surveillance, AI-driven, you know, scoring system to decide who to starve first. I mean, yeah, where did you think this was going? Of course, just like they score targets in Gaza, they're going to score targets all over the United States and decide who they should exterminate first. And AI will choose those targets. So, and that's what the tech is actually going to be weaponized for. But in the meantime, get as much off-grid as you can and follow my podcast because I teach these concepts. You can follow me at brightvideos.com. You can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And of course, I'll have a lot more avatar videos there explaining key concepts. Ultimately, I'm going to have some teaching avatars that actually provide lessons, you know, lesson plans, and some historical lessons, economic lessons, etc. So I'm all about using AR for knowledge and teaching, whereas the state uses AI for deception and deepfakes and things like that. They're about to roll out a whole line of deepfakes to try to convince you that this war is popular and Trump is popular and Israel is popular, all those kinds of things, but it's all fake. So stay tuned, stay plugged in. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. You can support this platform at healthrangerstore.com and also get yourself some backup food supplies, some heirloom non-GMO seeds, some iodine, long-term storable, certified organic, laboratory-tested superfoods, foods, personal care products, supplements, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for listening.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab-tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.